Talk number 1-300-872-911. Now, if you go back a month or so, it might be a little bit more now. I remember talking to a lady by the name of Sonia Ineson about, well, this, the behaviour of this Chinese government. Seriously, oh, we're going to lash out against Australia because we don't like what they say about us. We don't like what they say about Hong Kong. And they lashed out indiscriminately. The beef wasn't wanted anymore. We hated the timber because it had woodworm. We didn't want your seafood anymore for whatever reason. Wine copped it as well. But I remember talking with Sonia Ineson, and I think a whole lot of people would have, like me, been very sorry for her because she's the manager of Torres Strait Seafood. And, of course, they had these beautiful quality lobsters. And China just wasn't going to accept them anymore. So it would have been like hitting a brick wall business-wise. She's with me on the line anyway to give me an update because I saw her the other night being interviewed on TV News saying, well, we have found perhaps a door to somewhat of a recovery. So we'll find out just how much they're able to recover considering it was a disaster just a couple of months back. Hello, Sonia.
Hello, John. How are you?
You've obviously been very resourceful. For coming back a couple of months ago, you'd hit a brick wall. There was just no light at the end of the tunnel, but there has been a bit of good fortune come your way, apparently.
Yes. Well, we've been in the last month or month and a half, probably maybe even a little bit longer, we've been having a lot of inquiries from Thailand for our products. So it's something that's taken a little bit of time to set up, but that. We've sent our first shipment last week. We should be able to continue that relationship. So it's certainly, not at the same level that we would normally expect from China. So the prices are still a little bit different than what we would normally expect. But it's at least somewhere that we can send our product and keep the guys working.
So how? That's a, how do you send it? Because I wasn't aware there'd be opportunities freight-wise to get your product from here to there.
Well, that's the other part. It does come with a little bit of risk because the flight is quite a bit longer in that it has to sit in Singapore overnight, basically. So we're adding about 12 hours onto the journey than what we would normally have had previously. So we go with Singapore Airlines was the last one. We went Cairns to Singapore and then it sat there overnight and then very early in the morning it got on a flight from Singapore direct into Bangkok.
How come you've got flights with Singapore Airlines Cairns to Singapore?
It's part of the IFAM flight, the International Freight Mechanism scheme that the federal government has.
Really?
So there's not a lot of flights, but that is one of the flights that is subsidised by the government under that scheme.
Well, how frequently do they fly Cairns to Singapore?
At the moment, that's just the once a week that we have access to that one. I think that there is another flight available, but because I've been up in Dezhou and I sort of haven't been too involved in that process at the moment, but I think that there's two a week that we could have access to.
There you go. There's all these little zingers of surprises that are bobbing up from time to time when it comes to available, freight opportunities, which surprise the daylights out of me. Don't go away. Your marketing, this lovely product from the Torres Strait, fresh caught, hand-caught lobster, into Bangkok. But when people think about Bangkok or Thai food and Thai restaurants, everything else, they seem to have access to seafood from all over the world, good quality. So you're selling ice to Eskimos.
Yes, we are, in a way, and they also have availability of the same products. We have the tropical rock lobster, which is Panalera sonatus, and they do have availability of that locally, but it's usually a farmed product, and it's a much smaller size. So our product being wild caught, and with the rules that we have in place on our fishery with minimum sizes and things like that, so we have a larger lobster. And that's something that is in demand in that market. So,
tell me this, Sonia. My God, it's a battle, isn't it? Can you see light yet at the end of the tunnel? Are you going to survive this monstrous setback?
Well, I think we will. We're, battling on and like everyone, we're just trying to see what we have available to us and just trying to take every opportunity. So I guess all we can hope is that the light at the end of the tunnel isn't an oncoming train.
Yes, but, exactly. Well, you're being very courageous and very resourceful, so you're to be congratulated. Great to talk to you, Sonia. We'll stay in touch.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much, John. You have a great day.
Nice lady. Name's Sonia Ineson. She's the manager of Torres Strait Seafood.